Thank you for calling.
Yes, I have seen your book writing website, and it says that ghostwriters can help me with my books.
We surely can.
Well, the thing is, I have three books already online for 3 years, and only four copies have been sold.
Wow. It seems that, you know, you haven't done any sort of marketing for this.
I haven't done marketing because I'm worried that people will get angry because they'll think that my three novels, they're science fiction novels, they'll think that the novels are against or making fun of global warming, and they're not. So the marketing would have to show them that at the end, Earth is beautiful and green.
Absolutely. That's how it is. And why would someone go ahead and, would sound that intrusive about this book? You're telling your rights, your opinion for the book. Others tell their rights and their opinions to the book. So if you have written a book that's in favor or maybe not in favor of global warming, it has nothing to do with whatsoever, you know, with the person who's getting angry at it, because it's your thought, it's your idea.
That's true, but there are a lot of crazy people now.
Of course.
You know?
Don't worry about it.
So
get it into a very professional manner where you would see good sales coming in as well, whereas at the same point of time you would see great awareness that is getting created in the market for your book. So,
well, that's the way it should be. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Tell me more about it. In terms of your book, you said that you have four copies.
I'm writing a children's book version of it, but the three copies online are science fiction. It's about, there's a movement now on Earth. Even billionaires are putting money into anti-aging and life extension. Have you ever heard about that? Have you ever heard about the science of life extension?
Yes, I have heard about it. So your book is extending.
That's okay. No problem. In other words, there's a political movement beginning as science is beginning to learn how to extend human life through anti-aging. In other words, you can be 300 years old and look like you're 25 or 30. Because, what happens when you get older, your body is always regenerating itself until you get older. And that's why old people look like they're dried up. But the point is that science has already accomplished this in my book. And so immortals, human beings, are trying to spread the good word through the universe, but an evil species doesn't believe in life. They worship death. So that's where the conflict is. It's between immortal life and death. Is that too sickening?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is making complete sense. And again, we would love to go and help you.
Well, how much would it cost?
Well, normally for pre-release marketing, a book, we normally charge, $500 to $600 monthly. That starts with social media marketing. But our marketing over here is very extensive, and we offer multiple platforms to market the book on. So if you are actually starting with, a social media marketing, it would go up to $500 monthly. If you want to go for SEO, social media, SMM, and maybe SMS marketing at the very same point of time, it would cost you at least $2,500 a month.
Well, you're very excited, and you speak kind of fast for me. Could you say that again more slowly?
Yes, I'm saying our social media marketing process starts with $100, $500 for monthly.
So I would have to pay you $500 every month to market a book.
Indeed. And you would see good results at least in the next 3 months.
Oh. So after spending $1,500, there would be money coming in.
Absolutely.
So I could keep paying you, but also I could put some of that money in the bank so I can keep writing my new books, right?
To keep it into the bank. I didn't understand that part.
Well, in other words, part of the money I would be making would be to keep paying you for $500 a month,
okay.
Right?
I did not understand the concern. I mean, you said you will keep
it. In other words, you're telling me that after 3 months, the book would be making money, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if I paid you $500 a month,
mm-hmm.
For the first 3 months, mm-hmm. I would keep paying you $500 a month,
mm-hmm.
as time goes on, and you do more marketing, right?
Indeed, that's how it is. The more you invest into this, the more fruitful results you would get. Right now, if you're making, let's say, for example, after spending on marketing, after the productivity of the book, you're making a profit of, let's say, $300 in 3 months, or maybe in 1 month. So 3 months, you would make $900. The more you're investing on this, the more you'll be able to see the return of investment. That's one thing. Plus, it's not important that you just publish it on Amazon and, you know, you would wait for the sales to come in. You need to publish a book on multiple platforms. There are a lot of platforms out there like Barnes & Noble, Google Books, Apple Books, Google Crafton, right? You can publish your books there as well, and you would see profits coming in from all the publishers. So if you're making a $300 profit only from Amazon, automatically you would make $1,500 profit if you publish it on 5 or 6 different platforms.
I see. And I need the money to keep writing books. Okay, so I'm sorry, please go ahead.
No, I was asking you, why would you need money to keep on writing books? You have a different idea that's coming up in your mind. You can start writing it. We will take care of, you know, the editing and the formatting of the book and have it taken care of from there.
Well, that would be great. But the thing is, I want to continue my message about life extension and the coming scientific immortality of our species. You see, the way we look at it is that mortals ruin their planet, but immortals would always take care of their planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Okay, that makes sense. So do you want to start with, with spending $500 for social media marketing, or do you want to continue ghostwriting?
Well, what I want to see, I do marketing myself. I'm in a business doing marketing. But I would love to see the results first of your marketing, like who published a book and you ghostwrote it or you marketed it, and how much money each of them made. Do you know what I mean? I can't jump into anything and just pay $500 without information. And you're probably, where are you located?
NYC.
You're in where?
New York City, NYC.
Oh, New York City. Oh, well, you're having a good time in New York City, you lucky guy.
Yes.
Well, in other words, do you have any marketing information of books that you've marketed?
Yes, I have, a lot of samples that I can go and share them with you.
Well, I would like, when I pay my first $500, that you get a share of that profit for helping me.
No, we charge a one-time fee upfront for the services. We don't keep any type of royalties or shares from the sales you'll be getting.
Well, at $500 a month, let me see, that would be $500 times 12. So that would be like $6,000,
mm-hmm.
right? So I would be paying you $6,000 a year, right?
Indeed. If you see fruitful results, yes.
Yes, it would be a book. It's a satire. The science fiction novels are like a satire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to mix horror with humor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you could market it that way, say, here's a book that mixes humor and horror. In other words, the alien species is trying to make people laugh themselves to death.
Okay, this is what the book is all about. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it's about the struggle of these people turning people into fools, laughing themselves to death.
Makes
sense. Is that too far out?
Yes, we can go ahead and love you with that. And tell me more about it, sir. Are these all three books a continuity of each other, or these are three different books on three different topics?
No, no, they're the same.
They're the same. It's like a series you're following here.
It's a series, exactly. The first one is called Report on the Cosmic Mutant. The second one is The Star Revolt. And the last one, I forgot the name.
Mm-hmm. May I have the complete book up online right away?
Well, the series is called The Cosmic Mutant, and it's online as The Cosmic Mutant.
Cosmic Mutants. Okay.
And I had a guy design the front cover, but it's really horrifying. So if you could look it up and we can keep in contact, we can move forward with Scholastic Art and Writing.
That's right, sir. That's exactly how it is.
And you're a very intelligent person who could help market the book.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the whole thing is that the majority of the people, if you ever ask them, would you like to live forever, will always say no. See, if I asked you, would you like to live forever, you'd, 9 times out of 10, you'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing that you're thinking about is growing older. In other words, if a person even now is 105 or 110 years old, they look like a dried-up prune.
Makes sense.
Because the cells of their body have stopped renewing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But science is moving toward keeping the body renewing itself, so that even if you were, and in the book, there's a group of wise people called the Young Ancients.
Mm-hmm.
They're already one galactic year old. You see, the thing is, our galaxy rotates just like the Earth rotates around the sun. But Earth rotates around the sun 365 days. But when the galaxy rotates, it takes 250 million years. So if you measure your age at the rotation of the galaxy, a galactic year, you're a few seconds old.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the other thing is, we say we're 50 years old, 60 years old, 20 years old. We should really be saying, I'm 20 orbits old, or I'm 50 orbits old, because a year is an orbit around the sun. So you see, using a different kind of language, you begin to think more cosmically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you could say, I'm only 3 seconds of a galactic year old, and they would say, whoa, you're 3 seconds old? Yes, in the galactic year, I'm only 3 seconds old.
Makes sense.
So anyway, these are all different topics that are in the book, besides a love story and a horror story and a lot of funny things. I don't mean to overburden you. I'm sorry.
No, that's
please
fine.
Forgive me.
You're throwing out great information, you know, to me, and that is really helpful. We would love to go and assist you on this, too. By the way, you sound a bit old. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
How old do I sound?
I guess 30.
Oh, no, I'm 82 years old.
Wow.
So no, I was born in 1940. What year were you born?
I was born in 1990.
Oh, you were born in 1990, so 50, 60, 70, 80. So you're 50 years younger than I am.
Absolutely. That's exactly
And there you go.
That's exactly how it is.
See, so you're only about 52 orbits old.
52 orbits old. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to. No, it's supposed to be 34. I am 34. So I'm 34 orbits old. That's how it goes.
Oh, you were born in 1990, right?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So you are 32 orbits old, right?
Orbits old. I get this now. I will follow. I will make sure to follow this. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Carl Carlisle, and I write under the name of Lang Ramden is the name of the intergalactic reporter who's reporting the story in the three books. Lang Ramden.
Okay, how do you spell
that? L-A-N-G, Lang,
mm-hmm.
And Ramden is R-A-M.
Mm-hmm.
D-I-N, Ramden, Lang Ramden. You can find all of this online if you go to the Cosmic Mutant. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more about it, sir. When you say that, of course, Carter, you want to go ahead and market this book, you know, marketing completely depends on, you know, how much you're looking to invest in it, all right? Because marketing is like, you know, you're investing into a business and tomorrow you would see a return of investment of that business. That's how it works. So can you tell me, you know, your budget, how much you're looking to go and invest on this book line?
Well, I'm going to have to save my money because $500 a month is kind of a lot for a poor 82-year-old person. And then they were gone when he said he was poor.
Can you repeat that again? You said $500 a bit hard, or is it out of your budget?
Well, it's right. Yeah, I have to save my money. Say, if I call you in the next year, I might have $3,000 to spend. But right now, at the age of 82, I have to take care of my wife, and my daughter-in-law just died, so we have to pay for her funeral. And she was only, and she was younger than you.
Or your, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. So normally, are you on, you know, Social Security pension, or you have a business running? Like, how are you, you know, taking care of your livings?
Well, I have a business running, yeah. And I help poor children play sports.
Nice, nice. So they pay you for that, or is it like, you know, a voluntary job that you're doing?
No, it's my own business.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
The thing, yeah, at the age of 82, I'm still going, you know, as if I was 25 or 35.
Nice.
Just like you at the age of, 32 are roaring ahead, full of energy.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you're 82 and you are teaching children, you know, children how to play, how to enter sports. So this
Plus, I'm writing books, you know. I also have written musicals, so I'm trying to sell my musicals. Have you ever heard of a musical called Hair?
Nope.
Oh, you have. It was extremely popular in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Hair. And I've written a sequel to it called Bald.
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 Okay.
Yeah, you see that the baby boom, you're not a baby boom generation, but the baby boom loved the musical Hair because they all were like hippies. Anyway, I won't go into that, but I write musicals. I've written 350 songs. I can draw cartoons.
Okay.
And I've written books, so, you know, I'm trying to get that out, but $500 a month.
Right now about your books, all right? And
yes.
To be honest, I just saw over here that you're just selling your ebook version at a rate of $2.99, and you've published this book back in 2018 with some booklocker.com. Is that still
correct? No. Could you speak very fast? As young people speak fast nowadays.
Sorry.
Could you repeat what you just said to me slowly?
I'll go slow. I was saying that this book, what I see over here, Report on the Cosmetic Mutant, written by Lang Rendim, was published back in November 2018 by a publisher named as booklocker.com.int. So is that a publisher in place? Is that the same book I'm, you know, we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's the first novel.
That was the first one. Okay, impressive. So when you say you use a publisher over there, so they are keeping your royalties, or how does that work?
They're keeping the what?
Your royalties and your sales. Are they distributing? Are they, you know, keeping a partial of your royalties or sales, or did they charge?
Oh, they've told me they've only sold 4 books in the last 4 years.
Wow. Well, I think they're maybe making money out of you, and they're not basically letting you know, because this is how traditional publishing works. You know, if you use a publisher to publish a certain book, they take care of marketing, they take care of everything, and at the end of the day, they take care of your royalties and sales too. I have a good idea that I can implement for you, and in, you know, no time, you would see your return of investment, you know, would be covered. But for this, of course, there needs to be a number, you know, that we need to go and start with. Though the idea is that, you know, your book is only available on Amazon and in Kindle version, that's for $2.99, right? Why are you selling only ebook, all right, not paperback and hardcover? And if you are selling an ebook only, then why on Amazon, why not on your own website? If you make money, you would make 100% out of it. You won't have to pay any.
Yeah. Right.
That's one thing. Secondly, what I see over here, you know, you are not selling paperback hardcover at all. Nowadays,
no.
In the era of 21st century, you would see a lot of people, you know, who are interested in having physical books in their hands, all right? They're not interested in investing onto a book which they can just read online, all right? They want physical books into their hands. So you're missing
sure.
that audience, all right? You're missing that audience.
Well, it's all about money. What is your name, by the way?
Daniel Garcia.
Oh, Daniel. Okay. It's all about money, Daniel. You know that.
That's exactly how it is. So I guess this company, whoever you have been dealing with, the Book Locker, INC something, all right, did not do the right thing for you. There are a lot of things which are missing. For example, if I click on your name on Lang Rendim on Amazon, I see zero information about you. So no one knows who's the author of the book. No one knows who wrote this book. No one has no information online who Lang Rendim is. If you're using it...
Well, the thing is, it on the first edition, when you see the cover, and I think that cover looks really frightening, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should change it.
That's
but the thing is, it says Lang Rendim, the intergalactic reporter, is the author, but he told the story to Carl Spann. Do you see that?
Makes sense.
Well, I was born Carl Carlisle Spann, so Carl Spann is my name.
Okay, that's your complete name. Okay.
That's my first and last name. My middle name is Carlisle.
Carl, your phone number that I have on the screen that shows me, is it the same as 818-964-4673?
Yeah.
Do you want me to call you back in quick 5 minutes again? Let me just share your application, your book marketing application with my team and see what is the best we can do on this.
Well, that would be okay, but I still have to save my money. Daniel, I have to save my money, and I don't want to burden you. You're working hard for many people. So why don't we just, like, drop it at this point?
Okay, the call will be yours. I would love to go and assist you whenever you're ready. You have the number, and shoot me a text, call me up. I'll be there.
And I'll call for Daniel Garcia.
You're right, sir. You have the name. You have
All right.
the number.
Yes, absolutely, Daniel, and your name.
Okay.
I'm very impressed.
No problem.
Very impressed.
I appreciate you listening and, you know, buying the ideas that I've given you. I appreciate that, sir. Whenever you're ready, you have finances available. Shoot me a text, call me up. I would love to go and assist you on this.
When I save thousands of dollars, and that will be very soon, I will call you. Okay, Daniel?
I will wait for your call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now.